This is The Soul Garden, presented by me, Georgina Langdale, for the Centre for Nature Connection, and it's where we get to explore nature, compassion, and soul through the inner and outer workings of living in a connected world.
Being with somebody who's dying can be, without a doubt, the most profound experience that we can ever have in life. And no two deaths are the same. In my natural carer training, I talk about what happens as the body dies. But here, I just want to share some thoughts around things that happen for the person that aren't physiological, things that conjure memory, consciousness, soul, and spirit. So I'd like to share with you a few lessons that I've learned from being with people when they're dying. The first point, I'm going to borrow some words that were shared with me by the wonderful psychotherapist and best-selling author, former monk, Thomas More. We were talking and he said to me, don't take them where you want to go. Take them where they need to be. So this idea can translate in many ways when we're with somebody at the end of life. Firstly, I think one way of talking about this idea of taking them where they need to go is for us to unhook from time. You know, when a person is dying, they're dying on their time, not yours, not anybody else's in the room. And so just go with them. And this time frame may take, I don't know, minutes, hours, days even. But we can't change that. We just need to flow with it. We need to respect their experience. I recall with my own father's death, he was actively dying, which means his body was really winding down towards death over 3 days. And on the first day, I was seeing time from my perspective. So I thought, every breath will be his last. I was terrified to leave the room. And I had so much anxiety. The second day, I kind of entered a liminal state myself where I, like him, sort of drifted between worlds. And by the third day, I became completely unhooked from time. I just went with him on his time. And honestly, being able to do that reduced my anxiety immensely. So that was a fantastic lesson that he gave me. Go with his time. Go with the time of the person dying. Unhook from your notions of time. The second lesson, I think, is really fundamental, which is if you can see death and dying, the reality of it as part of living, and accept that it is part of living, then I feel that it gives you the ability to be there for the person who's dying in a much more compassionate way. If you can be at peace with the fact that death happens to all of us, then it helps you. You know, it helps you bear witness for that person. It helps you hold space for that person. It just helps you be with that person, as Ram Dass says. It helps you walk that person home. The third lesson, I think, is about acknowledging their reality. As somebody's nearing death, we see so many stories of people suddenly having conversations with somebody in the room that we can't see, but who is very real to them. We can see them reaching out for someone or crying out. We can see them and be witness to them trying to find something they've lost, kind of getting things in place. And rather than going, oh my goodness, you know, they're hallucinating, quick, get some more medication, why not accept their reality as their reality? And rather than fight it, go with it. Maybe you can explore it with them, ask them who they're seeing, what they're seeing, where that person is located, what they're helping them with. Let them experience their reality and, again, really bear witness to it. I remember my mother, she started getting really anxious about a handbag. She needed a certain handbag to go with a certain pair of shoes. So she was on her deathbed. This was, I don't know, a few days or so before she was dying. And at first, I kind of pushed against it a little bit. But then when I went with it, she just flowed a lot more. She was happy with what she was seeing. She was getting ready to go to a great big party. And, well, I mean, you know, who wouldn't want that? Another lesson I've learned is an idea of creating a sacred space to them. In many ways, this lesson was first taught to me by the 15th century philosopher and self-proclaimed physician of the soul, Marsilio Ficino. And he said, you know, a way of helping somebody heal is to work with the paintings, the art they love, the music they that resonates with their soul, the aroma of flowers. These things can create a very, very healing space for a person and for their soul. Now, we don't know really what a person is conscious of and not conscious of as they're nearing death. But for us, wouldn't it be lovely to know that we've done our bit to create this healing space for them, even if it is as simple as placing some photos of people or places they love in the room with them, putting art that they can see that means something to them, bringing the aroma of fresh flowers into the room or some drops of the essential oils of a fragrance of a flower they love, you know, rose or jasmine or something, playing some music that they love. What we're doing is we're creating a space for them that we know are things that they love. Now, we don't know how much they'll be conscious of it, but we do know that they were things that were precious to them. And I think that that is really good for us as well. You know, dying can take time. And so for us to be able to create this space, to create this comfort for them, I think is incredibly healing for us as well. In the natural carer training, I offer a whole range of ways that we can be there for somebody at the end of life and to really support the body and the soul and spirit of that person as they're nearing death and as they die. And I really feel that the more that we, as we live, can accept that death is a natural part of life, the more we can be there with real compassion and soul as we're helping somebody in the last moments of their life.
Well, that's all from me today in the Soul Garden. Thank you very much for joining me here. If you are interested in knowing more about the natural carer training that I mentioned in this episode, you can find details at my website, centernatureconnection.org. Until next time, this is me, Georgina Langdale, bidding you farewell from the Soul Garden.